So, Valley economist Elliot Pollack's going to be joining the show at about 6:12 this morning before he makes the keynote speech at the Greater Phoenix Chamber Forecast Breakfast this morning.
I wonder what they're having.
I don't know. But he wanted to talk a bit. I want to talk about the Arizona economy with Chad Benson first. But I wanted to give you a chance to react to something that that Pollack told our Jim Cross yesterday, a surprising statistic that just shows how popular of a destination Phoenix is. Listen to this.
Almost 12% of everybody who moves from a different state, a different county, or a different country into the United States ends up in Phoenix. People vote with their feet, and they're saying, we like Phoenix in droves.
That's insane, yep. Chad. But then listen to this statistic, and you really understand why we're having a problem with housing affordability. In a LinkedIn analysis of their members, you know, the social media site LinkedIn, the Phoenix metro area during the last year gained the most workers from L.A., Chicago, and San Francisco.
Yeah, so let me tell you guys what happens when that happens. What do you think they bring with them? Their money and their politics.
Right. So, right. No, of course. And we've talked about that before. In fact, I actually asked Governor Ducey a couple of years ago, you're hosing your own party.
Yeah.
But, you know, because the high tech workers you're bringing here tend to vote Democrat. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And then that's what you have to remind them. Hey, guys, the reason you left the place that you didn't like is because the people who ran those places made it so it was unlivable in many cases. So you said, you know what, 70 degrees all year long and a view of the ocean, I'm leaving.
Yeah, I'll take 70 degrees for the winter and 110 in the summer.
What's not to like? I mean, okay, first of all, I'm red hair and fair skin. When I was younger, I embraced Britain.
You used to be red haired.
Yeah, well, now I'm no haired. But I still have my fair skin. I like the heat. I don't mind it. And the rest of the year, it's beautiful. And the taxes are low. And the people that are coming in, you know, maybe bringing their crazy. But the reality is, this is the place you want to be. You're close enough to the left coast. It's a hub. It's an environment that's inviting for business. And up until, last year, the housing was pretty darn affordable.
Not only that, but there aren't many places where you can live in this kind of desert but find cooler temperatures and pine trees less than 2 hours away.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's just...
You can water ski in the morning and snow ski in the afternoon.
You know,
right?
I like that. So when I was saying that, when I was a kid, we did at least once a year where we surfed in the morning and then went up and snow skied.
Went up to Big Bear?
Yep, went up to Big Bear and snow skied.
That's so LA.
So it is, you know, so California right there.
Yeah,
but it is a situation where why wouldn't you want to come here? And if you're a business, you're looking at low taxes, you're looking at opportunity, you've got a great environment with ASU pumping out all kinds of young men and women who are ready for today's world.
Well,
nobody wants a job.
What's interesting, though, is that people who grew up in Arizona, like Jamie and me, and I'm not one of these people like, don't move here. I just don't want you moving here and ruining the place.
Yes.
And I'm not talking even politically. I'm talking make it so that I can't afford to live here.
Yeah.
You know, and what the MLS is now saying, the median home price in the Phoenix metro area as sometime this week will hit $415,000, the median
insane.
Home price.
That is insane. And what is it? I was looking at iBuyers, right? Like so many of these places now, we're ahead of this game, all these big corporations. They're not just buying up houses. They're buying up neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Well, here's another thing to consider, too. You live in California and you can work remotely. Why not sell your house and move to Arizona where you can buy so much more and you still keep your same job working remotely, right?
And I try to tell people, like, you guys, $415,000, let me tell you what that gets you in California. Nothing.
Yeah.
It
no,
gets
you're
right. you a view of nothing.
Yeah. It gets you a single car garage.
Yeah. So
basically.
It is insane, the price. Like my mother's house in Cyprus, it's an okay house. It's nothing spectacular. She's like, Chad, they valued it at $1.3 million.
Oh, I know. It's crazy because, you know, I lived in L.A. in the 90s. And
I can't afford to live where I live.
I've looked at the house that I lived in and I was renting. It's well over $1 million now. And it was, you know, something that
it was like a lean-to.
When Jamie said gets you a one-car garage, she didn't mean a house with a one-car garage. She
No. I meant just the garage.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Maybe like, even a carport.
If you could work from home and you're going to get paid $130,000 or $40,000 a year to, you know, from one of these tech companies, or $200,000 a year, and you can come out here and buy a $415,000 home that's pretty decent, or a $500,000 home, maybe pay cash for it, sign everybody up.
Yeah, no, and it's just, but it's going to drive everybody who grew up in Phoenix or moved here when they were kids or whatever, it's driving them out farther.
But here's the thing. What isn't it doing? Remember in 2008 when there was a housing crisis,
yeah,
this place...
We had empty houses
if
everywhere.
You're in California, yeah, or New York, that you'd never felt that, right? Because your $1 million home was $900,000. Your $200,000 home here was $65,000, and it took years to get it back.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. All right, we'll catch Chad and this great economic analysis.
I got Barry Markson on.
Oh, Barry Markson.
Yeah,
for Larry
Gales. The entire hour we talked WNBA for 1 hour, and then we let Barry take phone calls on law stuff.
I like that. It's a winning combo.